Thanks to her father, who's a Marine Corps veteran, Stephanie Murphy was raised with deep respect for the red, white, and blue.
I did grow up very patriotic. I mean, my dad, I knew from a very young age that you don't let your flag touch the ground.
The 28-year-old New York native has far surpassed her father's military experience. Murphy's dad was in the Marines for 2 years. Daughter Stephanie has 7 years in the Army Reserve, to her credit, as well as 4 years in the Kentucky Air National Guard. After boot camp, Stephanie became an operating room specialist, or as she puts it, surgeon's caddy. After extensive training in handling trauma cases, she was sent to Iraq. Murphy found out it's not easy being a soldier and a healer at the same time.
It's hard to prepare medical people for warfare because we're not, that's not in our mindset, our job. I'm not really great at firing weapons. Like, I barely always pass the tests, you know, pass the little pop-up targets and stuff. So I felt like if I had to, I probably could have done it. But, you know, I was just hoping that we didn't really have to do a whole lot of, like, warfare. I was hoping we could get to our base safely. And then once I'm at my base, I'm good.
Eventually, Murphy was ordered to arm herself. She was riding in a Humvee, patrolling the dangerous Sunni Triangle.
I was down. I had my weapon. I'm looking. You know, of course, my back is completely, you know, I'm trusting on the passenger to fix that, to, you know, take care of that. But I wasn't really concerned about that. I was just more concerned about the people on the side of the road. And, you know, we just got lucky. We got lucky a lot of times, actually.
Venturing away from base was the exception during Murphy's deployment in Iraq. Most of the time, she was doing her job in surgery. While Murphy tended to seriously injured soldiers, her training taught her to focus on the injury and not the person.
First of all, in surgery, you have to understand there's a sheet up, so you don't have to connect with that person face to face.
And that's the way Murphy wanted it, saying the impersonal approach helped preserve her sanity. Of 36 seriously injured patients she attended to in surgery, 31 died. Since she's been back in the U.S., there have been no flashbacks or other evidence of post-traumatic stress disorder, which affected some of her co-workers, but Murphy admits to involuntary reaction to fireworks.
And I love fireworks. Love them. That's part of me being patriotic in July 4th. Love July 4th. I couldn't be around fireworks for like a whole year because my heart would start racing. You know, I mean, I feel like my heart's beating on my chest, my pulse would start racing, I would get a lot of anxiety about it and stuff. I forced myself to be around it so that I didn't have to, you know, deal with that.
Stephanie Murphy says she's proud of what she was able to do in Iraq. Now 28 years old, Murphy still has one foot in the military, a member of the Kentucky Air National Guard, and the other foot in medicine, a graduate student in the Physician's Assistant Program at the University of Kentucky. For WEKU News, I'm Ron Smith.